There is a story behind most of the names given to the highways and byways of Norwich. But why is one named after a chirpy Cockney character who was the son of a rag and bone man? Because Sidney, inverted commas, Basher Bates, was a hero who received the nation's highest badge of courage and bravery, the Victoria Cross. The road is Bates Green, Gentry Road, and it honours him and also all members of the 1st Battalion of the Royal Norfolk Regiment, who, no one will know how many lives they saved before being shot on the battlefield at Perrier Ridge, as the regiment fought its way across Europe after D-Day and was attacked by the 10th Panzer Division. They were confronted by a one-man army they called Basher. It is estimated that he may have killed more than 50 of the enemy. So just who was he? Sid was born at Camberwell in June of 1921. He joined the Norfolks in 1940, where he gained a reputation for being a Cockney joker, who gained his nickname in the boxing ring. Before we went to France, I had to break him down from corporal to private. I suppose you could say he was a bit wild, said his company commander, Eric Cooper Key. And Jack Hurry, who served alongside Sid, said, nothing was too hard for him. When we were in Scotland, he ran up hills for fun. He lapped it up, and he loved the old spit and polish. A couple of months after D-Day, the Norfolks were entangled in fierce fighting across France. By now, they were tough soldiers fighting savage battles against the Germans. It was stretcher-bearer Ernie Seaman who first came across Sid, lying unconscious in a field. He had been wounded in the leg, shot in the throat, but was still alive, but only just. Out in front of him were 50 or more dead Germans. Later, Ernie, a Norfolk farm labourer, heard the story of what had happened in that field in the summer of 1944. The soldier had been under heavy fire, and Sergeant George Smith recalled how a Bren gunner who had been a close friend of Sid's was shot and killed. Sid seized the gun beside his dead comrade and ran towards the enemy, firing as he went. They poured a hail of machine gun fire as he ran towards them, said George. The fire of more than 50 German guns were directed at the lone figure of Sid as he charged towards them, firing from the hip and dodging a hail of bullets and splinters. Eventually he was hit. Sid staggered to his feet and ran on as mortar bombs burst beside him. Again he was hit. Once more Sid got up and ran on, firing and killing the enemy. For the third time he was hit, and this time there was no getting up. Exhausted and badly wounded, he fought on. Sid curled himself around his machine gun and kept on firing, and finally the enemy, what was left of them, retreated. During a lull in the fighting, Ernie managed to reach Sid. He couldn't talk. All I could do was to try and stop the bleeding, bandage his wounds and get him back. He died 2 days later, and many of his comrades said his brave actions were the turning point in the Battle of Sourdeville. And 2 months later, the London Gazette announced the posthumous award of the Victoria Cross to Corporal Sidney Bates, aged 23, for his gallantry and self-sacrifice.